In this bulletin, members of the African Australian communities urge the public to treat them with respect. An Australian woman arrested in Cambodia has been charged with drug trafficking. And Australian tennis star Daria Gavrilova progresses to her first Sydney International semi-final. With the latest SBS News, I'm Michelle Rimmer. Members of the African Australian communities are urging the public to treat them with respect following the announcement of a joint task force to work with police in tackling youth crime. Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Graham Ashton has met with leaders from Melbourne's African communities after controversy over crime by youths allegedly of African background. Mr. Ashton says the African communities are suffering because of the actions of a few and says most African Australians are decent and law-abiding. Some community members have reportedly received death threats. This community member says not all African Australian youths are misbehaving.
So I urge all of you guys to think the most Australian fair dinkum way and give all of us a fair chance, because each of us will be victimised in the process. So I would just like to urge all of you guys that we are of Australian first before our heritage.
Cambodian authorities have charged an Australian woman arrested at Phnom Penh Airport with drug trafficking. VT Tran was taken into custody on Saturday after allegedly trying to smuggle almost 2 kilograms of heroin in her luggage as she checked in to return to Australia via Hong Kong. The arrest followed a tip-off from the Australian Federal Police. If convicted, Ms. Tran faces a sentence of between 30 years and life imprisonment and a fine of up to 100 million riyals, or $32,000. The Libyan Coast Guard has rescued about 300 migrants from 3 different boats off the Libyan coast. The first boat, a rubber dinghy, was completely deflated, and the Coast Guard managed to rescue only 16 migrants. Libyan Navy Commander Major Nazar Al-Ghamoudi says about 50 migrants are missing.
After receiving a call from a fishing vessel about the presence of a migrant boat, we headed to the site and found the boat dilapidated. We found about 16 people alive. Unfortunately, the rest of them were missing.
The International Organization for Migration says last year 3,116 people died while trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea into Europe. Back home, and former Federal Labor leader Mark Latham has launched a Save Australia Day at campaign in Sydney. The campaign, supported by Indigenous Alice Springs councillor Jacinta Price, is being rolled out ahead of Australia Day on January the 26th. It includes television, radio and social media advertisements depicting a future where families, shoppers and the elderly are too paranoid to celebrate Australia Day openly. Mr. Latham says the advertisements combat a push to move Australia Day because many people consider the date Invasion Day. The Rocky Horror Show boss has promised his production company will do more to enforce a culture where no one fears speaking out after allegations of sexually inappropriate behaviour against star Craig McLaughlin. Gordon Frost Organisation Managing Director John Frost has apologised to the 3 women who made the allegations and says he is glad they spoke out so their claims can be investigated. The production company has announced 52-year-old Mr. McLaughlin will not continue in his role as Dr. Frankenfurter as Victoria Police investigate the claims of sexual offences. To sport, and Australian tennis star Daria Gavrilova has breezed past Samantha Stosur to progress into her first Sydney International semi-final. Gavrilova won the all-Australian second-round clash 6-4, 6-2, and after Spain's Garbiñe Muguruza's quarter-final withdrawal, will advance to the final four by walkover. The world number 3, Muguruza, earlier pulled out with a thigh injury. Gavrilova admits her match was not easy at times, but now has a genuine shot at winning her first women's tennis title on Australian soil.
I knew I was playing for Samus. To be honest, I felt like every game was pretty tough. She's such a great player, and it's always so physical playing against Sam. So I was a bit lucky sometimes, got away with a few games, but overall I'm pretty happy with the win.
And now a look at today's weather. Perth, cloudy, 24. Adelaide, very hot, becoming cloudy, 38. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 35. Also mostly sunny in Hobart, 28. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 30. Wollongong, much the same, 24. Sydney, cloudy, 26. Newcastle, similar conditions, 24. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31. A few showers in Cairns, 33. And Darwin, a shower or two and a possible storm, 32. I'm Michelle Rimmer. Stay connected with SBS News online and on social.